Our scripture reading this morning is Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. Matthew 2, 1 to 12. If you'd like to use your bulletin, it's on page 8, printed there as well. As we've worked our way thus far through Matthew's account of the gospel, we've often noted that he is speaking largely to a Jewish context and wanting to convince them that Jesus, this Jesus of Nazareth, he is the Messiah, and he's the promised Messiah. And there's a big deal of that. And you'll see all the Old Testament scriptures being quoted by Matthew, showing that this Jesus, in fact, is the promised one. He is the Christ, the only Savior, and that faith should be put in him and in him alone. In the prior text, the one that was read last week, you see how the miraculous, the marvel of it all, being born of a virgin, the supernatural nature of that, and the wonders of it all, that this is one sent from God, the only one that was promised, sent from him, just as it was foretold, as it's happening. And so even as you come into chapter 2, it's continuing that very thing. The very location he's to be born was designated and foretold. And God makes promises and he keeps them. His word is sure and is true and can be trusted. You notice too in the text that he's come into a time of it's almost like a war zone. Herod's trying to snuff out this king, whoever he is, this Jesus, and maybe he should know, but he doesn't. He's asking his own counselors who he is, trying to snuff him out. And you see the context into which Jesus enters in, as sin and darkness and wickedness. And in the midst of that, he's worshipped and adored, even as I think the anthem is probably a fitting application to the text as we think about it, as you hear it read. Here they come. Who are these magi? Were there really only three? Maybe there was more. What's this deal with a star? We have questions that swirl around in our minds, don't we? And people try to figure out, was this star, was it Jupiter and Saturn aligning like we've had recently? Or was it something else? And all the questions begin to swirl. And I think it's to miss the point, isn't it? Here's the Christ. Look at these Gentiles coming from afar, bowing down, bowing the knee to Jesus. And look how joyful they are in verse 10. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. I wonder if that's true of us, true of you. Do you worship this Christ? And is there great joy in your hearts to bow down before him in adoration and love? It's the call of the text. Well, with this in mind, let us give attention to the reading of God's holy word. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Well, thus far, the reading of God's holy, inerrant, life-giving word, may he add his blessings to it.